oh my god, this is the weirdest moment in the film. I forgot about that. Go on, keep going.
When she says, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I was able to quote that whole thing when we were watching it.
We were watching it, and when it's the little hologram of Princess Leia and she's calling for Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Dre just started mouthing along and saying, and I was freaking out. Hello and welcome to Movie Splaining to My Girlfriend, a movie rewatch podcast where a movie nerd tests the limits of his long-suffering partner's patience by forcing her to watch a movie and then listen to a variety of useless information about that movie. I'm your host, Connor Quinlan. I'm joined by my co-host and partner, Andrea Tai. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Connor.
We've been gone for a while.
We have. We broke up.
We didn't break up.
No, we didn't. I was lying. Sorry.
People are going to believe that.
We didn't. What really happened is I pushed Connor down the stairs.
You did.
No, I didn't. That's also a lie.
No, you did. You did. No, so I'm sitting here with my arm in a sling with a broken collarbone. All we know is that I fell down the stairs and you were walking behind me.
I wasn't walking. I was sitting.
You were there, and
he just can't admit.
I can't remember anything.
No. You just can't admit that you're clumsy.
I'm definitely clumsy, but I don't know. I've gone down that stairs a lot in the last 8 years, so I'm definitely blaming you slightly. So yeah, but yeah, we've just been busy for a long time. Yeah. And we've always been saying we want to get back and do a bit more of this, so we're here.
We're going to try and be a little bit more consistent.
Yeah, a little bit. Like,
it is
still
very busy.
But yeah, I think for a couple months there, we just weren't watching movies.
Like, no, again, it was because we were busy. Yeah. It wasn't.
There's still so many of the Oscar films that I haven't gotten around to.
It's just,
and you still haven't let me watch Barbie.
Oh, please. Are we actually going to start this?
I want to start this because
anyone that's listening to this is going to agree that you have to watch it with your girlfriend.
I want to, but anytime I said it, you're like, no.
It's because I've watched it twice now and I'm like, I need a
minute. Well, is that my fault? Then let me watch it.
No, but you have to watch it with me.
Okay.
Because I need to be able to look you in the eye and go, see?
I think we need to figure out some system because we've got so many things that you're always saying, wait to watch that with me. We have to figure out a system. Like a statute of limitations. If it's been 3 months since you said it, I can watch it now.
I'm not agreeing to anything right now while the podcast is on.
The reason I'm bringing out Barbie is because throughout this, I actually did have a point that's related to something you told me about
Barbie.
A theme in Barbie.
Okay.
So, and it's something I still haven't watched Barbie, so I can't fully comment in an eloquent way, but I'm hoping I get it right. But anyway, we'll get to it. And also, the reason we're doing this is because last night, you, for a Christmas present, wasn't it? Did you forget where we were?
I forgot where we were. I was like, last night, nothing happened.
Yeah, we went to Dublin and we saw a live recording of one of the biggest movie podcasts in the world.
Mm.
How Did This Get Made? And that was class.
It was really good.
Wasn't it? They were covering this film, Thunderpants, which I do remember. Do you not remember when it came out?
No.
Thunderpants.
I remember the name, but that's it.
You have to. Do they have to watch? I think so. I think it's worth watching because you won't believe it.
I don't know if I want to put anyone through that.
It's a really bad film, but my God, it was worth it for the show.
Like, it was very funny.
Those guys, they've been doing their podcast for 13, 14 years, and you can see the flow. How just naturally funny those guys are. Oh, brilliant show. Brilliant. So thank you for the Christmas present.
You're very
welcome. Really appreciate it. And yeah, definitely get on to How Did This Get Made. And also Unspooled, by Paul Scheer. Mm-hmm. I want to get you onto that one. It's a brilliant movie podcast. But anyway.
Yeah. Cool.
Let's get on to our one.
Let's.
We are doing... I'm so happy we're finally doing this. I'm so happy. We are talking today about Star Wars. The original Star Wars. A New Hope. Episode 4 from 1977. Written and directed by George Lucas and starring Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, Sir Alec Guinness, and loads more. So... I just want to point out to people that early days into our relationship, all right, I said, do you like Star Wars? Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I haven't really seen any. And I'm not really that bothered. And I said, okay, that's fair enough. People are allowed to be wrong. Okay. And then I said to you, then you said, actually, no, I did watch one years ago that I really liked. It had Liam Neeson and Natalie Portman in it. So any Star Wars fan listening to this right now understands what I've been dealing with, okay? And Andrea has fully refused to watch Star Wars with me up until now. The deal was that if we ever get an opportunity to watch a Star Wars film in the cinema, you will watch it. Mm. Next month is the 25th anniversary re-release of The Phantom Menace, which is the one that you said you liked. Mm-hmm. The Liam Neeson one. But to actually enjoy it, you do need to watch some of the older ones first. Yeah. So we watched A New Hope. I'm so happy. Go on, give me your opinion on it, and I'll then talk to you about my kind of history with it.
It is what it is. We watched it.
No, go into it more. I'm delighted. Did you hate it?
Hate is a strong word. No, I didn't hate it.
Okay. What did you hate?
I just didn't.
You just didn't get it? Didn't get the...
No, I was just very bored.
You weren't bored.
I was actually bored.
Okay.
Oh, he nearly broke his neck there.
Yeah. I think I just broke my other collarbone there. You were properly bored watching it.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. It really isn't.
Okay, well, right, we'll go through a bit of it in a while, but there is a bit of pacing about it and all that kind of thing. And it's 1977. It's almost...
Yeah, I did factor that in, to be fair. Like, I'm kind of thinking, would I actually prefer the newer ones because there's so much more up to date with, like, technology and everything and, you know, knowing how to pace the film a little better?
Yeah, sure. I think you're going to... I don't want to jump ahead, but, like, it's not the best Star Wars film.
Okay, I'm glad that...
It's definitely not the best. I think there's at least two...
Yeah.
That go far beyond it for me.
Okay, that's good to know. Because I thought this, in your head, was the best one. And I was like, Jesus.
The sequel to this, Empire Strikes Back.
Is better.
Oh my God, it's
amazing. Okay. I'll give that one an opportunity to...
But I'm still going to point out... We'll go into it in a bit now. But just when you think of films in the 70s, and you watch films in the 70s, the pacing is slow.
Oh my God, it was so slow.
And you know, it is. There's a lot of, like, the droids going through the desert. There's a lot of... I think there is a little bit, which I'll go through later on, when they're in the Death Star and going through the corridors and all that. It goes on a tiny bit too long there as well. But that's the thing. It's a slow burner, and it was a sign of the time, you know?
You know what it reminded me of in terms of slow burning? It reminded me of the original Halloween film.
Yeah.
That is such a pain. Like, I love the movie.
I really enjoyed it.
I like that genre.
But it's a lot slow in the daytime leading up to the point. That's a good comparison.
And that's kind of what I felt like throughout this whole thing. I was like, get to it.
But that's the thing. And, like, I do think there's so many classics
That are like that.
From back in the day that are that slow.
Yeah, they were learning.
Greatest films. And not even if they're learning, I think possibly we just don't have the same patience.
That's true.
We don't. There's so much content out there, and you're going, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know, I want to watch a TV show after this.
We're a different generation where we want speed. Different.
But can you see how in 1977, like, a kid going to watch that, or even some adults going to watch that, they'll just be, like, hooked?
Yeah. Oh, no, I can. Yeah. Because it's, again, it was all very brand new for them. But maybe because we've been so oversaturated with that kind of film now, it's harder to enjoy.
So I'm lucky enough, my history of Star Wars is that I'm lucky enough to have seen I'm not as old as the film, obviously, but they did a re-release of A New Hope before Phantom Menace came out in 1999. So as a kid, I got to see it in the cinema.
Yeah.
And it just floored me. Like, there were VHSs at home and I was watching them all the time. And I just have this connection to it. Star Wars as a franchise is far from perfect, right? I would venture to say that there are more bad Star Wars films than good Star Wars films.
Okay.
But I just can't help but love it. I just can't help it. You know, it's one of these things. And I know it's nerdy. I know. But
at least you're self-aware.
But I can't help but love it, and I'll continue to get into. I'm not a deep diver. Like, there's people that watch all the animated shows. I've never gotten into them, but Mandalorian is unreal. I really liked Obi-Wan. I haven't watched Ahsoka yet, and I really want to watch it. These are all things that you have no idea about.
I think I just fell asleep.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Let's get into our hits and misses of the film. Go for a hit, if you have any.
My hit, I said, it had good humour at times.
Did you write it in that tone?
That's exactly how I said it. Yeah.
Very good. Good. It did have good humor at times.
Yeah.
Like, mainly Harrison Ford. Just
he was good. He was good.
Stop being being madly patronizing towards this film.
I'm not. I promise.
Okay. Yeah. No. Good humor. I'll say a hit just off the bat. It started arguably the biggest franchise in the world. Biggest movie franchise.
Arguably.
Probably bigger. Marvel, probably.
Harry Potter. Yeah. Do you know what? No, do you know
guys,
what?
Guys, go and watch. I can't remember this comedian, but a comedian put up this whole video about how J.K. Rowling just wrote, she just wrote Star Wars with terrible lightsabers. That's it. And describe the whole plot of Star Wars.
Oh, God.
And the whole plot of Harry Potter and how they're the exact
same. Oh, really?
Same. The exact same.
Yeah, but they're not.
Anyway. But my point is that Star Wars started in 1977 and they're still making those films. Harry Potter, the films have completely fallen
apart. That's because it was based on seven books.
I know, but they've made spin-offs. That's the thing, Star Wars is based on nothing. They've made spin-offs that have been massively successful.
That's not the point.
Harry Potter made spin-offs that really died a death. Like,
doesn't matter.
I didn't watch anything past the first Fantastic Beasts.
Well, what I think about Harry Potter is it should have ended when it ended.
You know what? Save it for the Harry Potter
we're never going to do it.
But it did. It created the biggest franchise, and it created a universe where, the storytelling is just endless. Like, they're making a film at the moment. I can't remember who's directing it, but someone's making a new Star Wars film that's set like 1,000 years earlier, and it's almost like a biblical epic about the beginnings of the Force and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Yeah, it is.
Shut up. Do you have any other hits?
One. Oh. I said, I didn't love this one, but I can imagine them being good once you grow more attached to the characters.
That's true. Yes. I do think after you watch Empire, there's going to be a bit of...
I don't know. Let's not okay, get too we'll excited.
I'll go through the rest of my hits, and I could be going on for hours here, but I think Darth Vader creating a villain like that, his design and everything is properly scary.
Okay.
Like, when I was a kid watching, I was scared of Darth Vader.
Yeah, but what about now?
You're still a bit like, I don't want to meet him, you know? Not really.
I don't know, I would.
Okay. You want to... Okay. The score.
Yeah, to be fair. I actually don't...
the number one score on the AFI film score ranking.
Yeah, I should have included that.
Yeah, actually. That, like, just magnificent stuff. Mm. The casting is insanely good.
Yeah.
Like, the three leads, Alec Guinness, who, like, I know you don't really know who he was, but he's acting royalty, and I think he thought this film was going to be a little bit silly, and as far as I'm aware, he got an Oscar nomination for it. Brilliant stuff. I think the film, I know we can talk about the pacing, but I think it also did have a lot of patience, where it wasn't just action. It built the characters, it took the time, and I think new films and even new Star Wars films don't have that patience.
Yeah,
but
fair enough.
Maybe to the detriment of like modern viewers.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, misses. Well, I just go for my first miss and then let you rant.
Yeah.
My first, my only. I just, and again, this is just because of the time and like the restrictions with regards to CGI and stuff. But the space battle at the end, you don't quite know the geography of. You don't know who's coming from where people are going. And that's just 1977 graphics. So you can't do anything worse than that.
Yeah.
Or you can't do anything better than that back then. And when you look at it now, what they're doing, it's pretty cool.
I guess.
That's my only miss, really, because I really, really love this one.
Yeah, I suppose.
Go for it. Do your rant.
I don't really have a rant. I just said, it's not for everyone, despite what people think. And then... and then... it's not.
Yeah, I know. I know it's not for everyone.
It was too nerdy.
It's not too nerdy.
It was too nerdy. And then I said, sometimes the acting felt like it was like almost too 1970s. And I'm also aware that it was the 1970s, but I just felt it was a little ropey at times.
It was, and I think especially when you look at, like, I think the three leads are great.
Well, no, I have my, I didn't think Mark Hamill was always amazing.
Okay, that's fair. That is fair.
He was good, though.
I think he'd probably be the weakest of the three, but... I think sorry, this car is going by. I think though you also had actors like Alec Guinness and Peter Cushing as well, you know, the guy with the cheekbones.
Oh yeah, he was really scary,
like, right? Amazing. Yeah. Amazing actor, and he's famous for playing Sherlock Holmes, and he just brought it, and he played the character so well and so menacing, and he didn't play it like he was in a silly sci-fi film, you know. And I think when you have performances like that going into it, other performances are going to look a bit ropey. Sorry, yeah. I got really into it.
Looked,
she gave me a
look. You should have seen his face there. You'd swear to God he was giving like a Nobel Prize speech or something.
I'm going to jump ahead to the movie splitting quickly, but Peter Cushing was apparently the absolute nicest person on set, and Carrie Fisher, he was so nice to the point Carrie Fisher wasn't able to act like she hated him. She struggled to.
That's really funny.
Yeah, crazy stuff. All right, is that your end of your hits and misses?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, yeah, like, look, you didn't love it, but are you willing to watch more?
Yeah, I'll watch the next one because you said that one's good.
Yeah, the next one is good.
And if that one's absolutely diabolical, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out.
But then there's one more than just one.
No, you can't keep looking for chances.
We'll see how we go. We'll see how we go. Right, we're moving on to Connor's movie explaining corner. So these are the facts that I fully believe are vital to know.
Okay.
So there's like, I could be going on for hours here again, because Star Wars is just one of those films that people just know a million facts about. So I reduced it to some that I just find quite interesting. So George Lucas was so insecure about this film. He was so sure that the film wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
And he was constantly inviting over his friends to watch it and get notes and all this kind of thing. And even when the film was coming out, he decided not to attend the premiere.
I completely understand.
He went on a vacation to Hawaii with his good friend Steven Spielberg.
Oh my God, that sounds so much better. Oh my God.
It was on that vacation that they came up with the idea for Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh my God. And then they stole Harrison.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Wow. I like that fact.
So this film didn't have much of a budget. Very, very small. So when they had to fly to England to film some stuff there, the entire cast and crew, including George Lucas, all decided to fly coach instead of first class.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they all had to pay their own way.
No, no, they had to fly coach. Carrie Fisher's mother, the famous actress Debbie Reynolds, heard about this, and she called George Lucas complaining about how insulting it was for her daughter to be flying coach.
Oh, wow.
Carrie Fisher was in the room when George Lucas took the call, and after a few minutes, Carrie Fisher asked if she could talk to her mother. And she simply said, "Mother, I want to fly coach. Will you F off?"
Oh my God.
And hung up.
Jesus.
Amazing. Harrison Ford was originally not allowed to audition. So he had previously done this film called American Graffiti, also directed by George Lucas.
Okay.
And George Lucas wanted an entirely unknown cast for the main three.
Oh my God.
So he didn't want to use him, but he used him in the audition room to read opposite people.
And he realised how good he was.
And he was gone, nah, look, no one's going to be better than this guy. That's great.
That's amazing.
The only person I could find that auditioned and lost out was an actor called Robert England, who auditioned for the role of Luke Skywalker, Robert Englund, horror fans will know him very well. He was Freddy Krueger in Nightmare on Elm Street. So he lost out. And when he lost out, he suggested to his roommate, Mark Hamill, to try and audition for that part.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. So this is the most nerdy part.
Oh, God. Oh, sorry.
But you have to bear... You just hit the microphone.
I think I passed out.
Okay. So the scene where we meet Han Solo.
Yeah.
All right. And he's in the cantina and they leave and this guy, Greedo, sits down.
Yeah.
And he's pointing the gun at him and all this. Do you remember the scene?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. But basically then they shoot at each other.
They shot each other.
Han shoots Greedo dead. All right. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. Jesus, it happened.
Okay.
Anyway, famously in the original cut, mm-hmm. Greedo didn't shoot and Han shot. Mm-hmm. Shot him dead. When they remastered it, they put in...
Oh, I think I remember now.
They put in saying a thing of Greedo's gun going off as well.
I remember. Right? Yeah, I remember, remember this the scene? Now. Yeah.
They put in, just to make it seem that Han was more justified in shooting Greedo.
Okay.
Or that he wasn't as cold-blooded. Fans, like, went into uproar over it. Absolute uproar. There are t-shirts that just say Han shot first.
Oh, that's so funny.
There's a Wikipedia page I found yesterday entirely dedicated to this controversy.
That's ridiculous.
It was insane. People just felt it just weakened the character of Han.
That's so sad.
Han. Sorry, I say Han all the time and it's Han. Han Solo. Han shot first. So you have to know about that if you know anything about Star Wars.
So it is.
Chewbacca. Oh, do that again. Oh, there we go. There we go. We have our intro. Go on, do it again. Oh, it got worse. It got worse. That was so bad. Wow. Chewbacca was modeled after George Lucas's dog.
Oh my God.
Guess what George Lucas's dog's name is?
What?
Indiana.
That dog is not alive anymore.
That dog's so dead, it's ridiculous. Kenny Baker, who played R2-D2, mm-hmm. who was literally inside the droid,
mm-hmm.
He said that often when the cast and crew broke for lunch, they would forget he was in the R2-D2 outfit and leave him behind.
That's really funny.
Brilliant. A great little fact is an actor in it called Dennis Lawson.
Okay.
He plays a character called Wedge. And Wedge, he appears in all the original trilogy.
Okay.
Very small role. He's one of the fighter pilots for the Rebels. Dennis Lawson, you actually would have seen him. He's been on Celebrity Gogglebox.
Okay.
Like, he had a great career. But he's the uncle of Ewan McGregor.
Oh, cool.
Who went on to be Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, yeah.
In the prequels.
I forgot that he's Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, isn't it mad?
Yeah.
Yeah, family thing. Star Wars was the first movie to make over $300 million in America.
Wow.
And it was also the first movie to make over $500 million worldwide in its initial release.
That's very good.
I can't underestimate how big this film was. And we'll just go through some ratings. So Rotten Tomatoes, what do you think?
I hate to say it, but probably like 90% and 95%.
93%, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Metacritic.
Is that out of 10?
No, it's out of 100.
Oh, 95.
90. Metacritic's always a little bit more
conservative.
And IMDb, out of 10,
with a decimal. 9.5.
No, 8.6. It's tough to get 9.5 on.
Oh, I wouldn't have given it a 9.5.
I think, I haven't looked in a while, but I think on IMDb, Empire Strikes Back, the next one, is like the second best film I've ever made, according to IMDb.
Okay.
You haven't
seen
it yet.
We'll see.
So, of those three, the average rating is 89.7. It's a high rating. It's a good movie. Shut your face. oh my God, I forgot about this bit. I completely forgot about this bit.
What?
Your bit.
Oh, my bit.
Yeah. Do you have anything for it?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Of course. Do you think I might forget this?
We are now at Andrea's lookalike corner.
Okay, so... My first one, Mark Hamill.
Yeah, there's a famous one with this, and I'm wondering, will you say it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, go on.
Do you know Matthew Underwood?
No.
You do. Do you remember...
Oh, you're right.
Do you remember Zoe 101?
Yeah.
Do you remember Logan?
Is he the guy that was in love with her?
He's one of those. You know, they're like...
Is he the guy that's in love with her? I don't need to know anything.
No, more. No. That's Chase. The really tanned guy.
No. Sorry.
They just remind me of each other, that's all. Okay. It kind of reminds me of Zac Efron as
well. See, that's how weak this spit is. If I don't know who it is, everyone will be like, oh, yeah, okay.
Now, I have a question. Who is the famous one? Who's the famous lookalike, you said? You were about to tell me.
Oh, yeah. So, do you remember I did tell you something not on air about Mark Hamill, why he looked so different in future movies, and he was in a car accident and all that. So maybe he didn't in this film, but he definitely does in other films. Sebastian Stan.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's insane. And people have been calling for Sebastian Stan to
play him.
To play Luke Skywalker, but
I don't want that to happen. But, I have another one.
Yeah.
You're not going to agree with this, but the thing is, it's actually a known thing, because when I went to get photos to be like, look at them side by side.
Yeah.
This person has done a photo shoot because people commented on her looking like her. So,
like,
as a joke.
Like Princess Leia.
Yeah, so as a joke, she went and did a full... Well, it wasn't her. It was actually a full-blown GQ photo shoot because they were like, you look like her. So
I've heard of this. This
so obviously, I'm showing Connor photographs. Everybody else can Google. Here we have Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
And here we have a young Amy Schumer.
Right.
They look very alike.
They have the same shape, face, I suppose.
Very alike. And here is Amy Schumer doing her GQ. Oh, the
GQ, that's very funny.
She fully lay into it.
That's because very funny.
They said she looked so like her.
Jesus.
Isn't that so? I thought it when we were watching. I mean, there was a moment where Carrie Fisher was looking from the side, and I was like, Jesus, she looks so like Amy Schumer.
You know what? We didn't talk in our hits about how amazing a character Princess Leia is. Like, I know.
I didn't really get to know the character.
You will more. But, you know, damsel in distress and all that needs to be rescued. But the minute she is, she's like,
back off.
She's like, I'm a fighter here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's deadly. And, like, massive inspiration for loads of female characters, good female characters from years on, you know?
Yeah. George Lucas knew that women were better than men. Anyways, moving on.
What? Go on.
That's it.
That's
it. That one was like the one that stood out to me. Yeah. The minute she was on screen, though, I was like, holy Jesus. And I was like, he's never going to agree with this.
Yeah.
But then when I actually looked it up, I couldn't believe that people have been saying it for years.
Yeah.
That she went and did lean into it.
Something. It's not that strong, but yeah.
Oh, I know. Okay. It's especially when she was younger. Like, it's...
Yeah, when she's younger, definitely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
It's crazy. Also then...
Oh, God.
Like, when Carrie Fisher got older, I haven't looked at side-by-side photos. Mm. They actually could look alike. But, like, Amy Schumer's still young, so I can't actually gauge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's just fascinating.
I know Carrie Fisher's daughter was in one of the last few Star Wars films with her.
I knew that,
Right, we'll move on to, Alex's review. Has Alex ever seen any Star Wars?
Oh, no, she refuses.
Yeah, she properly refuses.
No, like...
Sandra's sister, in case you don't remember.
When I asked her, because I did actually say, I'm going over to watch Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you want to come? Missy's coming.
Yeah. Missy the dog did come to watch, which be why Andrea just
sat through it,
yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
And Missy seemed to like it. I mean, anytime Chewbacca was on screen, she was drooling. But that's a joke. That's such a weird joke. Why are you laughing?
This is so bad. Oh, God.
Anywho.
I'd love to see the graphics to when people stopped listening to the episode. I think it was there. Go on. But Alex,
she was like, I would rather die. And I was like, okay, I'm off.
She does not.
No.
Right, move on to the movie explaining questionnaire. So 10 quickfire questions for both of us to answer. So favourite performer of the movie? It can be anybody.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, it's very tough not to say Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Like, at a push, George Lucas, I think.
Yeah,
He created something class, you know. But yeah, Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Quote to live by.
The only reason I picked this quote is because long, long before I'd watch Star Wars. Do you remember when I used to do my inspired by outfits?
Yes.
I did Princess Leia.
Oh my God, this is the weirdest moment in the film. I forgot about that. Go on, keep going.
When she says, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope."
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I was able to quote that whole thing when we were watching it.
We were watching it, and it, when it's the little hologram of Princess Leia and she's calling for Obi-Wan Kenobi, Andrea just started mouthing along and saying, and I was freaking out.
Yeah, like, you were like, how do you know?
But like word for word.
Yeah, I knew it off. But it was simply because when TikTok was the massive thing during like COVID, the lockdown, I was doing inspired by outfits to keep everyone entertained, and I did Princess Leia. It's, and
that was an iconic quote. That was.
I thought you were going to say that was iconic about me.
About you.
No. I was like, aw.
Nothing iconic about you. I went for, because this actually just reminded me of you when we first started seeing each other.
Oh no.
Han Solo says about Leia, "Wonderful girl. Either I'm going to kill her or I'm beginning to like her."
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
And I got Connor, but like this was early days as well. I got him a Lego. It was like in a photo frame of Han Solo and Princess Leia.
Yeah.
And it's the quote, I love you, which is not from this one.
But yeah.
No, it's not from this one, but I remember you being like, "How can you buy this for me? You haven't seen Star Wars.
It doesn't make sense to me." Yeah. Anyway, you don't know the context. Right. Favorite scene?
My favorite scene. You're gonna laugh at this.
No, I am. Yeah. When you don't like films, you always choose stupid scenes. Like,
that I did. You know when they're in that funky pub?
Yes.
I liked that scene because it felt close to home. It felt real.
Felt like we were in the Roisin, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these quirky people.
I actually chose that scene as well, but just because you get to meet Han Solo. And
I think that's why I like it too. And he's really cool in
He's so cool.
Yeah.
There's also a great little tidbit. He says at one point when he's talking up his ship, what's the ship called?
I don't know.
You watched the whole movie and you didn't remember what the...
I feel like I'm going to kick myself. Tell me.
The Millennium Falcon.
I would never have guessed that.
Okay, there you go. He's trying to big it up, talk about how fast it is, and he says it made the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs.
Right? Okay, yeah.
And famously, that's a bad line because a parsec is a measure of distance, not time.
Okay.
So...
Fascinating stuff.
Shut up. Recasting the film.
Oh, I had so much fun with that.
I'm not touching it. I like, they already recast Han Solo for a prequel film. Didn't work out. People are talking about Sebastian Stan. I don't want it. I'm not touching it.
Okay, well, you might actually like the cast I have. Again, it's a really playful cast. So my cast is, hang on, I'm just getting it together. So, for Han Solo, Joe Keery. He's cool.
Do you know who the three...
No, we don't. We're talking about my casting right now.
Go on. Joe Keery. Yeah, I like Joe Keery. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, Luke Skywalker. Do you know this? You do know him, but I don't know if you're going to know his face. Lucas Hedges?
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't he be a really good Luke Skywalker? There's just something there.
I like
there.
Lucas Hedges. I think he's almost too strong for him, though.
No, I don't think so. I think you can pull him down.
It's funny because I always confuse Lucas Hedges and Cameron. Oh, what's Cameron's? Monaghan?
I don't know
from
him.
From Shameless?
I don't know.
They're both ginger, basically. That's the only thing. And Cameron Monaghan. Is it Cameron Monaghan? I think it is. He's in one of the Star Wars games as a Jedi. So there's something there. Shut up, Connor. Go on, keep going.
I also then recast Carrie Fisher's character, Princess Leia. I really love this one.
Go on.
I said Maya Hawke. She'd be so funny.
Yeah.
If it was like you were bringing it back in a different funny way, she'd be so good.
She would, to be fair. No, I'm not touching it. Do you know who the three final... I'm getting this backed out, okay? When they were doing the Han Solo prequel, right? Which I do like the film. I do. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not a blow film. But it was down to the guy who got it, Alden Ehrenreich. You know him?
No.
He was in Oppenheimer and he was in Cocaine Bear. Do you remember Cocaine Bear?
Yeah, but I can't think of anyone's like faces. Anyway,
this guy, Solo kind of slowed his career a little bit.
Okay.
So it was down to him, Irish actor Jack Rayner.
Okay.
And Taron Egerton.
Oh, interesting.
It was down to the those were the final three.
And
Alden
I got it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you said, I just said that. You did say it slowed his career. Yeah.
You've completely stopped listening. Right, phone watch. How many times?
Lots.
Were you tempted to pick up your phone? Lots.
Well, okay. Actually, I was more tempted to pick up my dog and walk that's out true. Of the house and leave.
Missy watch. Yeah. Okay. This film made you want to watch?
A rom-com to make me feel more down to earth.
I said Empire or Rogue One, which I think are two of the better Star Wars films.
Cool.
Could this film be a West End musical?
No. Don't upset me.
So there is an off-Broadway musical.
For my sake, I can't go.
Right, that actually, it's been on and off, and it came back in, I think it was 2019.
Mm.
No, it was 2023, actually, they brought it back. And it's called, this is the full title,
mm-hmm.
A Musical About Star Wars, or Why Star Wars is the Greatest Thing in the Galaxy, Much, Much Better Than Star Trek.
That's ridiculous. The actual title. That's ridiculous.
And in research, I found, like, Disney put a whole video together of the story, and they're dubbing over the lyrics of famous Disney songs, making it a musical. And it was actually really good. Like,
that sounds funny, actually.
Yeah, good fun. I don't want a proper one, though. Don't think it should happen.
No.
What is the MCU connection?
I honestly could not rack my brain. I mean, there definitely is a massive one.
Well...
And I just couldn't figure it out.
There isn't a massive one yet.
Oh, he's pulling out the photographs.
No, I actually can't remember the actual connection. So there isn't a massive one yet, but...
There will be.
There will be next year when Harrison Ford
is in
Captain America 4.
My God, is he?
Yeah.
Aww.
What?
He's so cute.
Yeah, no, we love Harrison Ford. Oh. We're like massive fans. Yeah, he's replacing William Hurt, because William Hurt passed away. Because he's not the connection yet, I did not rest on that, and I went deep diving.
Of course you did.
I was struggling massively. I found so many people worked on non-MCU Marvel films, like
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man,
and Daredevil and things like that. And then I finally found Terry Madden. And Terry worked as an first assistant director, on Captain America, First Avenger, and Avengers Age of Ultron.
Good man, Terry.
Go on, Terry. Thanks for not letting this bit die for me. How many stars are you giving the film?
Three.
Okay, I'll take it. I give it 4.75.
Oh, I thought you were going to give it 5.
I would, except there are better Star Wars films, so I can't, in my right mind.
I agree. Give it 5 stars.
You don't.
The Liam Neeson one was great.
It's not. Stop. 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 Would you watch it again?
No. Unless we like got wine drunk.
Wine drunk. That's the specific type of drunk needed.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But are you ready to watch the follow-ups? You're ready to watch Empire?
I said I'll watch Empire, and if I don't like it.
Okay. And my plan is, guys, the order I'm planning to watch it in, which I've never done before, but I've seen it recommended, is watch New Hope. We're going on to Empire, the next one, it's a better one. And then go back to episode 1. Do 1, 2, 3. And then back to Return of the Jedi. You guys, if you know Star Wars, you know what I'm talking about. Okay?
My chest hurts.
Go on, smarminess meter. On a scale of 1 to 10, how smarmy was I in this episode?
You weren't bad, and I think the only reason I didn't think you were bad was because we haven't been podcasting for so long, so I kind of was like, oh, yay! But, like, you know, if I had to go through that again, yeah. I wouldn't, you know? I wouldn't take it again.
Thanks so much. Right, listen up. We're back. I want to tentatively say we're back.
We're back in pieces.
I really want to, yeah, just minus the collarbone. I really want to just try to get an episode out a week for the next few weeks.
Yeah.
We'll see how we're getting on.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, I'd like to say, oh yeah, we've decided what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, we're next week we're going to do Billy Elliot.
Yeah.
Because we watched that last week and God, that's a great film. That's great fun. It definitely deserves a rewatch. I think it was on Leaving Cert at one point.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Which definitely deserves to be. It's a very, very good film. So yeah, we'll get that one done for sure. And then we'll see what happens afterwards. I don't know what number episode we're on, but I don't think it matters anymore. But thank you so much for listening. That is all from us. And again, we're an independent podcast, so please support us in the only way you can, which would be just to share our posts from mm-hmm. Instagram at MovieSplaining to My Girlfriend. Share the podcast episodes off Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. You can subscribe to the podcast on whatever app that you listen to your podcast. And also, please go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating and write a review, because that helps massively with the algorithm and it allows us to be discovered more easily. All right, that's it. Do you have anything left to say about Star Wars?
Oh, God, no. No.
No. Not until we do our episode on Empire Strikes Back in about like 3 weeks. We are totally doing it. We have to do it for May the 4th. We have to do it for May the 4th. That's a month away.
That's all, folks.
This episode was brilliantly produced and edited by Andrea Tai, and our excellent theme song was written by Dara O'Brien and performed by Dara O'Brien and Kathy Gardner. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.